are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, one of the largest grassroots organizations in the country focused on saving taxpayer dollars. And Pete, thanks so much for your time today.
Always a pleasure.
Well, the big story today from the Obama administration was his announcement that he is trimming $17 billion worth of spending out of the 2010 fiscal year budget. A couple weeks ago, you and I talked about his plans to trim $100 million out, so it looks like we're heading in the right direction. What do you make of this?
Well, we're heading in the right direction, but we have a long way to go. I would liken it to one step in a marathon of 26 miles. We have so many more programs to weed through for waste, fraud, and abuse, so many to look at for prioritization. I would say that the best areas in which the Obama administration has been working is defense. They're getting rid of a lot of Cold War-era weapon systems, also several systems that either the services themselves say they don't want or are hopelessly over budget and behind schedule. One of the biggest ones is the replacement for Marine One, the presidential helicopter. The price tag for those replacements has gone up to nearly $500 million apiece. So the administration is saying too much, go back to the drawing board. I think that's a good thing.
Pete, in terms of what we know is being cut, the president mentioned a couple of them today, including a National Council on Literacy, which he says has a noble goal but is very much bloated. Talked about some other programs as well that are either being eliminated or trimmed. Do you get the sense that for the most part this is based on wasteful spending, or is there somewhat of a political agenda here?
There's somewhat of a political agenda in that there's a heavier emphasis on cutting defense programs than domestic ones. But from our standpoint, those defense ones should have been cut anyway. The problem is he's not leaning heavily enough on the other side of the ledger, which is domestic. He has a lot of cuts. He's talking about more than 100 program eliminations or reductions, but they don't add up to a whole lot of money. Even $17 billion is pocket change here in Washington, D.C., less than one half of 1% of the entire federal budget. Surely we can go a longer way than that. And the other problem is many of these cuts have been proposed by President George W. Bush. And even during when the Republicans controlled Congress, he couldn't get the cuts through. One of the big ones is the market access program that pays large food producers to advertise their products overseas. There's been legislation to get rid of that program since the mid-1990s, and Bush even proposed trimming it, but nothing's ever happened.
Well, behind every program, of course, is at least one, usually more sponsors who very much want to keep it alive and bring money back to their districts. But Pete, if you were to give the president some advice here, you mentioned a lot of other programs where a lot of more cuts could be made. Where would you start? Where could some of the biggest chunks be taken out here?
He must go after mandatory programs more aggressively, especially fraud in Medicare and Medicaid. He needs to look more aggressively at farm programs. He's made some good steps toward reforming them, but he's got to go further. He also needs to look at more domestic discretionary programs in the transportation and commerce areas. Those are all ripe areas, as is NASA spending. The agency is terribly mismanaged. Managing the budget it has, it should be cut back.
Do you get the sense, Pete, from what you're hearing from him, that there is a commitment to fiscal discipline, or given the fact that it's such a drop in the bucket compared to the overall budget, that maybe it's a little more window dressing than actually rolling up the sleeves?
Call me skeptical. I think that we need to see much more in terms of real budget savings rather than simply raising revenues and calling it deficit reduction. And if we see that out of this administration, if we see tens of billions more in program modifications, then I think we'll have a serious start. The most important thing, though, the president has to do is lay down the markers now. Democrats control Congress, but they're still the other branch of government, and they jealously guard their spending priorities. He cannot back down, especially to members of his own party.
And of course, Pete, we've seen some major spending efforts already, stimulus, omnibus, the budget bill, and of course, we could still see energy and health care before the year's over. As always, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, sir. Take care.
Pete Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder to find the very best of Dateline Washington, our newscasts, as well as our featured interviews, online on our blog site, dateline.radioamerica.org. Not only from today, but also a complete archive over the past several weeks and months. I'm Greg Corumbus in Washington. Thanks very much for being with us. Please join me again tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.